Sports, not sports, with Jeff Sheen, Kyle King, and Spoon.
For a lot of people, this is the best time of the year because professional football is back. I'm going to say at the top of this NFL preview that we're about to do, this is going to be a miraculously mediocre season for like everybody. Everybody.
Mediocre would be an improvement for what the Browns are expecting. Ooh,
man, I'm telling you, guys, I've listened to a bunch of podcasts about this coming season. I've read a bunch of stuff. I was scrolling through my Sports Illustrated over the weekend. Mediocre. I see previews where it's like such and such a team is going to finish 2-14, or such and such a team is going to go 13-3. No, they're not. No one's that great, and no one's that bad. Everybody just kind of, if you wanted parity in the NFL,
you got it.
Where you've got tiebreakers determining playoff teams, this is your season.
Yeah, I'm trying to sit here and think, like, besides the cast of the usual suspects that are always there, who's really going to...
Every year, two teams that made the playoffs the year before are out.
Right.
And yep. Two teams that you didn't see coming are in.
So, Kansas City Chiefs are out.
But you know what? I thought maybe by just how weak the AFC West looked, Spoon, that maybe that wouldn't be the case. Except, again, everybody's just going to be in the middle and we're going to get down to the last 2 weeks. If that's your kind of season, then you're going to love this season.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs already have one thing going for them. The best defensive player in the league is no longer in that division.
So they got that going for themselves.
Wait, what do you mean? Is he not?
I don't think he's the best defensive player. I don't think
Miller changes. Might have something to do with that, and he's still in the AFC West. Yeah, or Chubb.
Or Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in division, though, in the AFC West. Yeah, but... All right, so here's what we're going to do.
And Bosa.
Right. Although injured, again, there are some teams that are being highly touted. I don't get it. There are some teams that are being immediately dismissed. I don't get it. Every year, for funsies now, I just mock out the whole year. I get the schedule out for all 32 teams, wins, losses, whole year.
Pretty none impressed, of this, though, by the way.
Thank you. None of this crap where it's like, oh, yeah, and then you add it up and there are like seven extra wins and no one counts for the extra losses.
You say that you're impressed. That all those sheets that he has right there makes me sad.
It shouldn't. I'm a dad. I got three kids. I got to do something for fun. This is my fun. So here's what I did. I mocked it out, and I think just for the sake of brevity, so it's not three guys doing three separate podcasts right now, we'll go over my mocks, and then you guys can thumbs up, thumbs down. We'll get to playoff picks. I'll do mine first. You can dump some of mine, put in your own, but we'll just kind of move in that direction just so we can get through this, and it's not an hour and a half long. So do we want to start NFC or AFC?
Sure, yes. Go ahead.
AFC. No, NFC or AFC?
AFC.
All right, there we go. I didn't really care.
AFC. So here's the thing. There's only one team that I immediately regret, and that's because I picked the Buffalo Bills schedule before they announced that Peterman is their quarterback. So keep in mind, everybody that they play is now in a much better position to actually win the game.
Yes, yes. And Peterman, remind everyone. Four interceptions.
Five interceptions.
And one half.
Five and one
four
half.
Four and a quarter, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so I did a really quick fantasy football draft over the weekend.
And did he go last?
Somebody picked up Kelvin Benjamin. in one of the later rounds.
Okay.
And their reasoning was, well, they got to have somebody to throw the ball to him. And then that news broke, and it was like,
not so
guess
much.
What? They don't.
All right, so I'm just going to go over AFC East since we're starting with the Bills.
All right.
Patriots 11-5.
Okay.
Again, I see 12-4, 13-3. They're not that good.
Right.
They're just better than terrible, so that's how they end up with 11-5. By the way, I have that as the best record in the AFC.
Wow.
Not the East. The entire AFC.
Well, you know what? I know you're saying wow, but if you really think about it, who else
Somebody
really does this year
win.
After year after year? We've been saying that. Like, how many times does Brady get into the Super Bowl and we're like, oh!
I know. So I know.
It's not bad going with that. It's almost kind of like that whole... Back when Tiger Woods was just dominant, it was like, hey, who are you taking, Tiger or the field?
Oh, the field, right. Yeah, now right, it's really right. The Patriots in the field, and you're not excited about
right.
it. All right, so here's the rest of my division. Miami, 7-9.
Yeah.
Buffalo,
worse.
7-9. Keep in mind, now I'm probably going to drop that. They will be 2-14.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I actually have their first seven games of the year having them be 2-5. So it's not like I had this Buffalo team where it's like, oh man, look out for them. They're going to be terrible at the beginning. They'll probably be 0-7 instead of 2-5. But eventually you would think somebody figures something out. Josh Allen is either a thing or he's not. Yeah. And they can win a couple of games after their bye week in late November, which is what I have. So even though they're going to come out and be like 1-5, don't sleep on them finishing like 6-10 or 7-9 because they're going to win some games at the end of the year.
Did they keep AJ? On the team.
No, they traded him to the Raiders.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
Yes. Well, who would ever care about AJ McCarron?
Wow. Alabama fans?
Yeah, Bama fans.
Because reasons.
Jets 6-10. So that's my division. Only one team coming out of it. Of course, it's the Patriots, but with a very unimpressive 11-5. Man.
Do you have most of their losses in the beginning of the season?
For the Patriots?
Yeah.
Actually, yes, I have them starting off 0-2.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't wait for are the Patriots in trouble?
I know, it's going to be so nauseating.
I'm a Chiefs fan. After the Chiefs beat him that one Monday night, Tom Brady's done. I'm like, whoa, y'all.
And then watch him go 6-1 in the final seven after their bye.
I don't necessarily like Barstool Sports, but they have one guy on there, Feidelberg, who's a huge Patriot fan. And he did a video last year after that Monday night game, I believe it was.
No, that was like 2 years ago.
Okay, I'm sorry. But it was posted on his Twitter profile. It's just him drunkenly berating Chief fans going, do you want to come back here in January? You don't want this. And guess what ended up happening?
Yeah, well, Patriots fans are not going to have this much longer.
No,
it always seems like, yeah, but
Brian Hoyer's the backup.
However, they're still better than the crap that's left in this conference.
True. Yeah.
Let me go to a completely mediocre AFC North next. Okay? Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, Browns, and yes, that's the order I have it. Pittsburgh. I've seen some predictions. 12-4. They're 9-7. They're not that good. And I don't even know if Bell's playing.
No, he hasn't reported. He hasn't signed his tender yet. So I'm...
I just look at it.
Pick up Connor. If you're a fantasy football fan and you play, pick up Connor. Pick up his backup and maybe put him in.
Because here's the thing, Spoon and Kyle. It's like, you look at Pittsburgh's record. It's like, is this a team that's going to dominate that division? No, they're probably going to beat the Browns twice and then split with Baltimore and Cincinnati. That's 4-2. It's good. It ain't great.
No.
Have they ever beaten the Patriots during the regular season in the last 10 years?
No.
So why are they going to do it this year? You know, they'll beat the Chargers, but they're going to lose to the Jaguars in Jacksonville. They're going to lose to the Broncos in Denver. They are. It's a 9-7 team. And here's my surprise. This is the surprise one.
Oh, Lord.
Know who else is 9-7?
The Bengals.
The Bengals!
Andy Dalton. Redheads.
I'm telling you, they shouldn't be.
They
suck. There's absolutely no reason for Marvin Lewis to still be the coach there. It makes no sense at all. But you want to talk about a schedule that's conducive. They start at Indianapolis. By the way, I have them losing that game. Would you be surprised if they won it? Of course not.
No.
The Colts are probably going to stink.
And Andrew Luck is just coming back from a year off and... catastrophic shoulder injury.
They get Miami at home. How isn't that a win? They get Tampa at home. How isn't that a win? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they get lucky, like they take New Orleans at home. Okay, maybe the Saints could do it, but it's November, middle of November for a dome team, and it's the Bengals coming off a bye week. They're beating the Saints. You just look at it, you're like, oh my God, and this is why I do it this way, so I can take the emotion out of it. That's a 9-7 schedule.
Man, that just means Marvin Lewis has found some way to stay employed yet again.
Baltimore 7-9, boring, who cares? And Cleveland coming off of Hard Knocks, like, watch out, they've got some weapons. You know, watch out, they've had weapons for a while. They still have the worst coach in the league. They're going 3-13.
Barring injury, do you think we see Jackson at quarterback instead of Flacco this year?
No, I see RG3.
Do you?
Yeah, he's already the backup, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What they'll do is they'll put him out there for a couple of weeks and then be like, who wants a trade?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Seriously.
It might work.
All right, should we go west or south?
Let's go with the south.
Okay.
Okay, south.
Know who's winning the AFC South? And don't even say it's because I live here.
Oh, Lord.
Texans. The Houston Texans are going 10-6.
And they're good.
They're good. Because here's the thing. If you don't like the Texans, then you have to assume all the worst case scenario things happen and none of the best case.
Right.
You have to go extreme to both sides. Everything will go wrong and nothing will go right. Because do they not have a great defense?
They do.
Do they have not? If they just lost one of those three key guys, do they still have a great defense?
They still have people who will step up.
Is the offensive line terrible? Of course it's terrible. Was it terrible last year? Yes. Was Deshaun Watson still scoring in bunches with that crap line in front of him?
Yes.
So they're playing this loser-ass schedule because they were terrible last year. I think they go to New England and win week one.
Yeah,
I think they're more prepared to win that game than New England is.
New England is always vulnerable in their first maybe 4 to 5 games. You can go in there, you can really surprise them, and then everybody will be talking, oh, the Houston Texans are amazing. But it's possible. It's very possible.
I'm just going to go over the schedule really quick, guys. Okay, yes, it's an upset, but I'm still putting it on the books. At New England, they win. At Tennessee, loss. I will go 500 in the division for this because I think that they're all kind of like near each other, especially if Luck stays
so
with
close,
Indy. So they lose in Tennessee. They get the Giants here. That's a win. They go to Indy. That's a loss. They get the Cowboys. Cowboys suck. They're going to win that game. It's here. Buffalo here. At Jacksonville, again, loss. Division on the road. They get Miami here. At Denver, loss. Then they get a bye week to prepare for the Redskins. They're on the road. They're coming off a bye. They're winning that game.
Yeah.
Tennessee is a win. Cleveland's a win. Indy's a win. At Jets, that could be a win, but I'm not even giving them that win. At Philly, I'm not giving them that win.
I wouldn't.
Jacksonville, it's a home game division. I'm giving them the win. Add it up. That's 10-6. Even if you don't like the Patriots game at the front end, what do you like about at Jets week 15?
You know, the Texans, to me, always seem to find a way to lose a game they should win.
Of course, of course. But that's what I'm saying. Is that not an easy schedule? That not a super duper easy schedule?
It's easy to me. It's easy for the Patriots if they have that schedule. The Texans don't make anything easy ever. Ever. When they were 13-0, they had to have those stupid varsity jackets that just tanked the rest of the season.
You got to start believing. You have to start believing in a team that has finally got all the right pieces
in
the right place.
I've lived in Houston my entire life. Do you know how many times Houston sports team have just kicked me in the teeth only to pay for my dental surgery and kick me in the teeth again?
This is a new era.
Yeah.
You got the Astros. Rockets were theoretically
still couldn't get over the hump.
Yes, still.
A player away
from... Just stay with Astros, Spoon, and we'll just stick with that, and then we got it.
You have the stare.
Yeah.
You have Altuve.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, look, and here's the thing. I think Jacksonville had a great year last year. I don't look at them and be like, whoa, watch out for them.
Defense is great.
Yeah.
Defense is great, but they've downgraded in the wide receiver core, and Blake Bortles isn't
Blake
great.
Bortles.
You said this earlier about how there's always two teams that make it who didn't the year before.
Here's my one.
Yeah.
Jacksonville. That's one of my two.
I agree with you on that because you know what they remind me of? They remind me of the Raiders. 2 years ago, all of a sudden, they came out. They were on fire.
Watch out. They're finally back. Yes.
And then last year, what they do? They took a huge step back.
And now they're going to be one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in the AFC.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. It's great. Well, you are a Chiefs fan. All right. So Jacksonville, 8-8. I have them winning a lot of home games. I have them losing a lot of road games.
I think that's a good record for a team that is mediocre, and they're still missing pieces.
Tennessee, 8-8.
And Mariota is... Mario.
I'm sorry. It's just like, look, if they want to give us back the rig, then we can talk. Otherwise, I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt. You're 8-8. Sorry, not sorry. Colts, I'm probably going higher than anybody else.
Wow.
7-9.
That says that's 7-9.
7-9. I'm telling you, dude, there are no great teams. There are no truly god-awful teams.
Well, I don't know.
There's no 1-15 team this year. There's not a 2-14 team this year. I think the worst record I had, I already said it, was the Browns 3-13. Everybody else is like, you'll have some 5-11s, you'll have some 6-10s. There are gonna be a lot of 7-9s and 8-8s. I'm telling you.
So
now, Spoon, you're gonna hate this. Let's go AFC West.
No, I'm prepared.
Ready?
I'm prepared.
Ready?
Yeah.
Want to know who's going 9-7 in the AFC West?
Do not say the Chargers.
Nope. I don't get it with them. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, really?
And the Denver Broncos. 9-7. Conference record will be better for Denver. That means they're winning the division. Kansas City
is out of the playoff. I don't see them winning the wild card. You have to either win the division or you're going to be out.
You think so?
Are you positive about that? Can I be honest?
Are you absolutely sure about that?
You have to believe, Spoon. It's a new era.
Kansas City's the sixth seed.
Really?
That's my mock.
Okay.
Your two teams that are non-division winners would be KC.
Right.
Cincinnati. I don't get it with LA. I don't get it with the Chargers.
Every year.
I don't understand how people are like, what? I've seen ones for 13-3 for the Chargers. Why would you ever give them the benefit of the doubt about any of this? They find new ways to lose all the time. And now all of a sudden they're going to run away with this division that has an improved Denver and a Kansas City team that everybody believes in?
I will say this. The Rams have clearly gone all in for the next year or two. They believe this is their chance. They gave huge money to Gurley. They gave huge money.
Sorry, I'm talking about the Chargers, though, when I said L.A. Did I throw you off?
Yes, you did. Because that's how bad the Chargers are.
Sorry. But that's what I'm saying, dude. They're an anonymous team. I said this years ago. LA doesn't give a crap. Not at all. It's just like, I want, and you know what? This is where the emotion of me doing it this way gets taken out of it. Because if I was doing it just as a fan of what I think should happen in the world of sports, I want the Los Angeles Chargers to fail miserably. Huge. Awful. I want them to do so poorly in LA that they have to move back to San Diego.
Yeah. That's how badly I want them to fail.
That's how badly I want them to fail. Finally, Raiders. They suck. They're 4-12.
Yeah, it's going to be another one of those seasons for the Silver and Black.
Okay, so let's do AFC picks. I'll do mine again. Your division winners, top record, Patriots. Steelers win the North. Texans win the South as the second seed. And then the Broncos win the West. Kansas City and Cincinnati are your two playoff teams. Who you taking out? Who you putting back in?
I honestly really have no big issue with that. The only thing is, I actually think Pittsburgh's going to do a lot better than you think they will.
Okay.
Because, look, Le'Veon Bell missing him, huge subtraction. But you still have Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster, who's been coming into his own. As long as they stay healthy on the offensive side, that offense is still going to do things. So I think you have them a little underrated. I think they're going to be again.
And no Todd Haley.
Yes, no Todd Haley.
Right. Okay.
So, but other than that, I think it's solid. Because, again, I don't.
You putting anybody out?
I do not think the Chiefs are going to be that good.
Okay.
I really don't. I think they're an 8-8 team.
So who are you putting in? Who's the sixth seed?
That's the weird thing. Is like, I can't, in my head, pull out somebody who's going to be
good
enough.
But that's my point, man. Are you putting Miami in?
No.
Are you going to be like, goose, how about the Jets? I mean, like, hey, they got a quarterback finally. It's just like, no. You're not going to put the Bills in? Baltimore? No. I mean, maybe. Yeah. I get, you know what I mean?
Flacco is the Super Bowl winning
quarterback.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's like, that's so Baltimore of them. Like, yeah, fine, Baltimore. You know, maybe the Jaguars, if you don't agree with me on 8-8. But that's what I'm saying. It's not like you're, because Kansas City's great, that's their why the sixth seed. It's just like, they're the easiest or the most conducive schedule to get that many wins compared to all the other right around the same level teams that are in the AFC.
Okay, I can understand your argument there.
Okay, so since I confused Kyle, I don't know how, since I confused Kyle, let's start in the NFC West, where the Los Angeles Rams...
Yes, my apologies for thinking that the Los Angeles Rams were the only team.
They should be.
The only Los Angeles team. Yeah. I'm not the only one who thinks that. Even Los Angeles think that.
I get it. So everybody loves the Rams, right?
Yeah.
You've seen, you've heard, everybody loves the Rams. I don't love them. That's the thing. Like, again, I just don't see these enormous records for the top teams. I know they got the super team, but remember when the Eagles did the super team?
Oh, yeah.
Like 10 years ago, they went and got Asamoah and Asante Samuel. No one's going to be able to score on them, and they're going to score all these points. And then they went like 6-10.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it will be that bad. I do have them winning the NFC West.
Well.
But at 10-6. Just a mediocre, meh. But they could be dangerous in the playoffs. 10-6.
It's so funny that you give them 10-6 and go, eh, they're mediocre, when your highest record is 11-5.
For the AFC. Now we're in the NFC.
But,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken, Jimmy G is in that division, right?
Which is another team that I absolutely wanted to be like, this team, this is all hype. They're not going to do anything. 9-7.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. 9-7.
I could actually see them winning more games, actually.
I could, except it's, you know, the team that's so hyped.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's like, that's one of the ones that's going to replace last year's playoff team. Like, everybody's so sure about San Francisco. In reality, if I had to bet this, I would stay away from making any pick. But just going over the schedule, it's a weak record, or it's a weak schedule because they were terrible last year. And they just happened to have some teams that are coming to San Francisco where if they were on the road, they would absolutely lose. But because they're in San Francisco, I can see them winning. 9-7. Know who else is 9-7? Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, really?
Another team where I was like, they're finally done. And Spoon, you've known me for a long time, right?
Yeah.
I think Pete Carroll is the most overrated rah-rah clapper of all time. And hey, I've been waiting for this team to circle the drain under him for the last 5 years. But I look at it again. It's one of those schedules where it's like, they can go 9-7.
Really?
They can.
You know what I mean?
Like, it just, I have them starting off 0-2. They get to host Dallas. The Cardinals are going to be terrible, so I actually do have them going on the road and beating them in Glendale. I have them losing to the Rams at home. So it's not like I have them as these like world-beating teams, but again, they just happen to line up where they have enough of these teams going to Seattle, which is a hard place to play.
Yeah.
So they get to have Kansas City at home, Minnesota at home, Green Bay at home, the Chargers at home. You put all those games, even neutral site, probably lose. But they're in Seattle, probably win.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I thought they'd be like 2-14. Well, here's a team that's just going to bottom out. 9-7. Again, miraculously mediocre the NFL this year.
Wow.
Yeah, the NFL seems like it's shaping up to be a, like, if I were putting this in terms of like restaurants, a bunch of Chili's and TGI Fridays. And, you know what I mean?
Olive Garden.
Shut up. Those Southwest egg rolls are delish.
So, Arizona 6-10.
Yeah, Arizona's not going to be good. They've got broken Bradford.
Okay.
Can David Johnson stay healthy?
I think he will, because it was a wrist. It wasn't a leg. It was a wrist. I think he's going to be fine. He's going to come back. He's going to be healthy.
I want to save my two biggest surprise divisions for last.
Okay.
So let's go to the NFC North.
Okay.
Everybody thinks Minnesota's going to be a world beater. 9-7.
Whoa. Hold on. Go over the schedule. I got to say, go over the schedule.
Ready?
Yeah.
Week 1, San Francisco, win. Week 2, at Green Bay, loss. Host Buffalo, win. At Rams, loss. At Eagles, loss. Host Arizona, win. At Jets, loss.
Whoa.
New Orleans, home, win. Host Detroit, win. Bye week, and then at Chicago, coming off the bye week, I have them winning in Chicago, win. Beat Green Bay at home. At New England, loss. At Seattle, loss. Host Miami, win. At Detroit, divisional game, NFC South, loss. Host Chicago, final game of the year, win. That's 9-7.
Yeah.
Point out the schedule. Tell me which one outside of you guys woed at Jets. At Jets, so then they'd be 10-6.
I think they're going
to... Everybody's got them 12-4, 13-3, 14-2.
I think they're going to sweep Green Bay.
Oh, you're crazy.
I really do.
Aaron Rodgers is back. They're not sweeping Green Bay. They're not going to Lambeau and beating Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay's defense is atrocious. They now have a good quarterback. They actually have good wide receivers. Their running backs are back.
Case Keenum was a good quarterback in that system.
Yeah. Uh-huh. By the way, Case Keenum in that system. You sure? He's 26-30 as a starter.
Who? Kirk Cousins? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was playing on the god-awful Redskins.
Okay.
Oh, I think...
I'm just saying, there have been some teams, some quarterbacks that if they're truly transcendent, they make everybody around them better.
Aaron Rodgers makes everyone better.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, does he make the linebackers better? Is he out there making them tackle?
Yes, incorrect. Because they don't have to stay on the field for a long period of time, so they're not exhausted.
And when they're out there, they're getting body bagged by good offenses.
And even with all those things said, Kyle, you just gave a scenario where they go 11-5. That ain't that great. I'm just saying, it's a mediocre year. I have the Packers going 9-7. I have the Lions going 8-8. A lot of people think that they're going to totally stink. I think they're mediocre. They're 8-8.
I'm very excited to see Trubisky this year. I didn't think he was terrible.
Bears 7-9. And there are some people that think the Bears are a playoff team. There are others that think the Bears are going to go like 4-12. I have them 7-9. Again, mediocre.
Trubisky's hold on.
First year coach as a head coach. They just gave away everything for Khalil Mack. No, they're not going to be good. They've made poor choices.
I never said they were going to be good.
You just said you were interested in seeing
how Trubisky does.
I think Chase Daniel will be playing at some point.
Whoa. Hold on, really?
Yeah. All right. So do you guys want me to go NFC South for the best record in the NFC, or do you want me to go NFC East for the biggest surprise?
Let's save the surprise for...
All right, NFC South. I thought they'd be in third place. Their schedule, so easy, starting with Thursday night when they're going to beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. The Atlanta Falcons are going to have the best record in football at 12-4.
Wow.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
It can happen.
I like the quote.
It can happen.
At Philly, win. Host Carolina, win. Host New Orleans, win. Host Cincinnati, win. At Pittsburgh, loss. Host Tampa, win. Host Giants, win. They're coming out 6-1. Bye week. Off a bye. At Washington. Did it earlier for one of the teams in the AFC. I want to say, what was it? It was the Bengals, maybe?
Yeah.
At Washington. Off of a bye. Win. At Cleveland. Win.
Yeah.
It's the Browns. Host Dallas. Win. At New Orleans. Divisional game on the road. Loss.
Yeah.
Host the Ravens. Win. At Green Bay. Loss. Host Arizona. Win. At Carolina. Divisional game on the road. Loss. Only game that I had flipped in the NFC South is I gave the Falcons the benefit of the doubt December 30th at Tampa because Tampa's season is going to be so freaking over at that point.
Oh, God. Tampa's going to be a train wreck.
Is that not 12-4?
No, that's...
Was that crazy?
No.
You tell me, Kyle. You're the one that... Spoon seems to be on board with this. Am I crazy?
The only reason I think their record is not going to be indicative of how good they are. Because that NFC South, it is a toss-up year after year. They don't have a world beater. I could see between Atlanta, Carolina, and the Saints could be up there. They could be 12-4.
I am shocked that you have them over the Saints.
10-6, New Orleans.
Yeah, like I said, it's interchangeable.
Playoff team. By the way, playoff team, sure, 5 seed, 10-6.
The only thing for sure is Tampa Bay is going to suck.
Carolina 9-7. Let me get to Tampa 6-10.
Really?
I'm telling you, man. It is being generous, and I have them losing all the games that you would expect them to lose. You know, just again, now, granted, could they go 4-12? Yeah. But they're not going to be a 2-14 team.
Yeah.
This league is too mediocre for them to be a 2-14 team. And believe me, I have them losing a bunch at the end because, of course, their season's going to be over. Of course, they're going to give up.
Yeah,
there's no reason to really trot out Jameis towards the end of the season, right, even though he's going to be gone for four games.
Absolutely. Yeah.
W.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, in case you guys haven't noticed, that's a lot of 9-7 teams that I have so far.
No, really?
So it's going to come down to a big tiebreaker.
When you sent our prep for the actual show, I was like, yo, everybody can't go 9-7. People have to lose and win.
In the NFC, they can because they are. So speaking of 9-7, that's what's going to take to win the NFC East. New York Giants.
Wow.
Hold on. Really?
I like it.
I'm telling you, I don't do this for gimmicks. We're doing a podcast called Sports Not Sports. This isn't, now give me calls. Have a tick, don't suck.
Rack 'em.
Great, great call. Do not send me any phone calls about my NFC East pick. Here's one. Dear Jim, great, great, great pick on the NFC East. Tremendous.
Phenomenal.
9-7 Giants. You want to know why? I think the Philly Eagles stink.
Really?
I really do. I don't get it. I like the Chargers in the AFC. I don't get it. They got to play the defending Super Bowl champion schedule in an NFC East where most of the time these teams go 3-3. If you're good, you're 4-2 in the division. This is not a schedule where you can win in bunches. It just isn't. I think that they're a mediocre team that rode a very hot quarterback. Keep in mind, and we all know this, Foles was not their guy. Wentz was their guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do you go like, oh, we just got the backup? No problem. We'll win the Super Bowl anyway. That is as aberration rare as... You want to know the last time it happened, actually? The New England Patriots when they beat the Rams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Want to know what happened to the Patriots the next year? Didn't make the playoffs. Just saying. Now, the 2 years following, they won the Super Bowl again. I'm talking about the year after the Super Bowl. You want to talk about a team that matches up in history to something else? They match up with the 0-1 New England Patriots. They're not making the playoffs this year. They aren't.
All right.
Okay.
Dallas wanted them to go 2-14, unfortunately, 7-9. And the Redskins.
Wow.
Not bad. 6-10.
I thought Dallas was always 8-8.
They're going to stay 7-9 just so Jerry Jones will continue not to fire Jason Garrett. So that was my biggest surprise. Again, I just mock it out and just, you know what I mean? Like try and take, it's not scientific necessarily, but I try and make it less arty. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that I came up with. So NFC, Falcons 1 seed, right?
Right.
Rams 2 seed.
Okay.
Your other division winners, the Vikings and the Giants. And you literally had... 5 teams at 9-7 had to do, and believe me, I wanted to make it easier on myself. I'm literally going down the line to try and figure out 9-7 tie breaks. My 9-7 tie breaks, your two other playoff teams, or I'm sorry, that's not true for the final spot. Saints are 10-6. They're the 5 seed. But out of all the 9-7 teams, San Francisco, Seattle, Green Bay, Carolina, San Francisco, they have the best conference record.
I could see it. I could also see Green Bay, but...
All right, so Kyle, you're mad. Which one are you taking out? Which ones are you putting in?
You make compelling arguments, but I...
Call me right now.
Arugula.
Jim, great interview with that athlete that's the second string wide receiver on Jacksonville. Tremendous person.
Could have gone all day. I
don't want to see any more tweets about how great that interview was. Here's one. Dear Jim, great interview. Great.
From Left in Laguna Beach.
Yeah. Sean Pendergast on line 2. Hi, Sean.
Yeah, like I said, I don't hate anything about it. I am surprised at the Giants pick, but again, I think the NFC East, like you said, is just that... Throw a dart and somebody will go. I mean, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if out of the NFC East, the Redskins.
It wouldn't
go
shock me.
9-7.
Wouldn't shock me. Redskins win that division would not shock me.
Alex Smith is a capable quarterback.
How dare you? But I have to agree.
I hate to agree. I hate saying that. He was my quarterback for so many years.
Rack Spoon, do it. Put him in a rack. But, put him in the Lex Luger human torture rack. Do it.
Not golden ticket worthy.
All right, who you got in the Super Bowl, guys?
All right, I'm gonna say I still think the Saints are gonna be good this year. I think you flip flop the Falcons. I think it's Saints, Patriots.
Kyle.
All right.
breathe in was very classic.
I'm going to take the Los Angeles Rams.
Uh-huh. LA Rams.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Okay.
Redo of what? The 79 Super Bowl, I want to say?
Sure. Why not? I think that'd be, and I think that would be a fun Super Bowl.
What better Super Bowl? And this is where I am going to go art rather than not mock it out, because then now you're just darts at a board. What better way to finish off a spectacularly mediocre season of professional football than us having to puke our way through another Patriots-Giants Super Bowl?
Oh, it would be good.
Yep.
It would be good.
Yeah, it would be good in that
Tom
I will not watch a minute of it.
Tom finally gets his one ring against
You just
Eli.
Said that you were going to go all artsy, but I think you just gave us the Michael Bay of takes right there. Like,
more explosion!
Can wow. Brady get over the Giants hump? Saquon Barkley! Get to the chopper! Get down! Get down again!
All right, enjoy that one, guys.
Wow, we didn't even go not sportsy on this
one. That, believe me, when we started doing Michael Bay sound effects, that's as not sports as
it
gets.
It's time to get
ahead. Great non-sports.
Save it for next week. Save it for next week.
Oh, what about my pipes?
Oh, we got to do that. Next week, Kyle's going to quit the show. So just tune in next week. Download it next week.
News to me.